The UN Security Council is reviewing the new draft resolution on disarming Iraq offered by the United States. Of the countries with veto power in the Council, Britain approves. France says much work remains. China says it will take seriously any resolution that ends the Iraq crisis peacefully. And Russia is unhappy with the draft resolution. That became clear as the chief UN weapons inspector visited Moscow today. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has more.
Hans Blix appeared to try and ease fears that the U.S. was bent on waging war against Baghdad, regardless of what other members of the Security Council want.
Well, I think that if Iraqis help and cooperate to create confidence that there remain no weapons of mass destruction, then I think there will be no war.
But Blix has a skeptical audience on his hands here in Moscow. After meeting Blix today, Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov said the new U.S. draft resolution for the moment does not meet the criteria which the Russian side has outlined. The U.S. has said the new document removes a clause authorizing automatic military action against Iraq if it interferes with inspections. In the new resolution, Baghdad is warned of serious consequences instead. Professor Viktor Kremenyuk of Moscow's USA-Canada Institute says the new U.S. resolution is seen as a legalistic smokescreen to justify a war against Baghdad. Kremenyuk says part of the Russian position is based on principle.
And that is, the sentence should never precede the trial. First, there should be a trial and the sentence follows.
That's the logic behind the two-phase proposal which France has pushed for and Russia has backed. Inspections first, then a second Security Council resolution, possibly authorizing the use of force if inspections fail. But apart from principles, political posturing is also at work. Russian public opinion and most of the political establishment here is firmly opposed to any war against Iraq. And Kremenyuk says it's important for Putin to show he's standing up to Washington.
Yes, Mr. Putin tries to bargain, to make a bargain with the United States, which is another plus for him in the eyes of the Russians. So I think that he currently is actively using this period to demonstrate to the Russians that he is not a puppet. He can take an independent position.
The perception that Russia and Putin are posturing may explain the lack of alarm in Washington over Moscow's unhappiness over the new American draft resolution. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said today, while the U.S. is frustrated by the protracted negotiations in the Security Council, it realizes much hard bargaining lies ahead. Russia has tried to bargain for assurances that billions of dollars in oil development contracts it signed with Saddam Hussein's government will be respected if Saddam is toppled. Britain and the U.S. say they understand Russia's interests in Iraq. But political analyst Alexander Pikhaev thinks for Russia to be given guarantees is probably unrealistic.
I believe that pro-American regime would try to punish the Russians for Russian long-term support for Saddam for so many decades and provide oil contracts for American oil companies because the United States would be considered as a primary source of support for that potential new regime in Baghdad.
Despite the continuing differences, most politicians and analysts across the political spectrum here expect some sort of eventual compromise over Iraq in the Security Council. They say they'll be paying close attention to a meeting in Mexico this weekend between President Bush and Putin. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.